site.
All right, everybody, we're coming to you, and this is a late night edition of CSP.
Got late night CSP. We loosened our ties. Just unbutton the old slacks, sitting back.
Rolling up our sleeves. We're having a couple brews. And also, we have Johnny Ringo and the Tombstone Five back again, as always, with every as late always. Night CSP.
It's not a late night CSP without Johnny Ringo. Johnny Ringo.
You gotta learn their names, man. They come in, you know, about every month. Johnny Ringo. About every month. Yeah, Johnny Ringo and the Tombstone Five.
I'll be honest with you. I've kind of got a little bit of a head start on you. I just got back from a pub with my little brother, so I've already had a couple pints.
A German pub? Did you drink out of the huge steins?
Just a big old boot-shaped stein. No, I didn't. But
I was going to say, it's got to be hard to get refills while you're swaying your arms back and forth all night.
It is. They're really good at it. Yeah. It's impressive.
Well, what are you drinking now? I see you got some type of beverage there.
I just got a Hoegaarden. Just felt like going with the old classic, the tried and true Hoegaarden wheat.
Man, you do have a couple. You'll get you drinking it straight from the bottle, man. You must have had a couple tonight for sure.
I said, fuck it. I almost got a glass, but I got lazy. Mm-hmm.
That's that fourth or fifth beer attitude. You know, you pour the first couple, and then after that, you just start drinking right from the bottle.
Yeah, that's like when I go out to a bar. Back in the States, anyway, it'd be like my first two would be the fancy beers, and then after that, I'd be like, fuck it, give me a Pabst.
Mm-hmm. That's what Pabst is made for.
Mm-hmm.
So you're drinking a Hoegaarden there. I got a...
Yeah?
I'm being a total Sierra Nevada nerd right now. I'm drinking their spring seasonal. It's the 2015 Beer Camp Hoppy Lager.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm drinking it out of my Sierra Nevada IPA glass.
So. Nice. Mildly pretentious, but not too bad.
Yeah, we're having fun, though. We're having fun.
We are. No, I'm kidding. Sierra Nevada, I need to give them a try again, because I think I really gave them a try in my early days of getting into beer, when I kind of wasn't into the hoppy stuff so much.
So the IPAs like tasted like shit to you, really?
I wasn't a big fan, man. I wasn't a big fan of IPA. So most Sierra Nevada that I've had, I just have a bad memory of it. But it's because it was from when I wasn't into the hoppy bitter IPA type stuff.
I will admit that now that my palate's kind of expanded, I'm a huge fan of IPAs. And by far, my favorite IPA has been the Torpedo Extra IPA.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would definitely try them again.
Okay, I'll try them. Kind of hard to get your hands on those around here, but they come through every once in a while.
Man, I bet it is hard. You know, I heard on my trip to Florida, which we can talk about in a little bit, but I was listening to a lot of talk radio in different states, and I heard that America is like the number two beer country in the world out of like the top five.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say number one, man. But what did they say what number one was?
Yeah, number one was Belgium.
Okay. So, all right. I'm drinking Belgium right now. Yeah. So, okay, I'll give them that. Yeah, the States. I mean, we've talked about it before. The States own beer, hands down. I mean, fuck Budweiser and fuck Miller and all that. But otherwise, the States own beer.
They're so experimental, and they're, like, proud of it, you know? And everything that they come out with is just... You know, 9 times out of 10, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even Belgian beer, it's good. It's really good. And I mean, it's might be my favorite kind of beer, Belgian, but it's kind of all the same. Whereas, and they're way more into tradition and kind of keeping a tradition that they've had. You know, they started brewing in like the 1600s or something, and they're going to keep that going. Whereas in the States, there's, like, no reverence for anything. They're like, fuck it, let's put peanut butter in it. See what happens.
Man, that's, like, the one thing. I have not tried a peanut butter ale, and I'm surprised I have not.
I haven't. Somebody's got to make that, though.
I'm surprised that there's probably got to be a peanut butter and jelly stout somewhere.
There's got to be. Yeah. And I would try it immediately. and I would applaud them for trying it, yeah.
Right, exactly. So... little bit of beer talk going on. Ty, on this late night CSP, we usually kick things off with talking about what we've been watching.
That's true. We always do.
Yeah. And why change it now? Go ahead, please.
Might as well. Let's see. I finally watched Foxcatcher.
Yes.
It was really good.
Were you shocked? Like,
I knew what was going to happen. Like, I kind of basically knew what was going to happen. And a lot of, like, there was a lot of spoiler shit going on. I mean, there's, like, posters of like, Steve Carell with a gun. So I knew he was going to fucking kill somebody, you know?
And plus all the dramatic music that was happening. Like, you knew something was going to happen. It wasn't just going to be that Mark won the big match and it was over. You know what I mean?
No, you could tell there was some definite foreshadowing. And then what was really cool about it, though, was that it lulled you kind of into a false sense. Like all up until a certain point in the movie, it was really tranquil, peaceful, like actually like pretty pleasant music. And you're just like, oh, this is nice. But you just knew like this shit's not going to last. Like stuff's going to go sour.
Yeah. There was definitely something off about it.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, it was a pretty good experience, I thought.
Yeah, for sure. Some powerful performances in there, man. Channing Tatum delivering it hard. Yeah. Steve Carell delivering it.
And I didn't even know that that was Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I love Mark Ruffalo, man.
Dude, he was such a nice guy in that movie too. That was, I mean, no, we're
of course
possibly give out a spoiler here, but it was really sad how that movie ended. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But yeah, it was good. Let's see, I saw Birdman, and dude, I really liked it.
Yo!
I really liked it a lot.
Did you just tell me this. Was it just performance wise? Is that the reason why you liked it? Because or did you just enjoy the whole thing?
I think I enjoyed it as a whole, but performance wise for sure. The actual like cinematography and filming of it, like it's all one take. Right. I mean, it's not really one take, it's edited to look like one take, but it's all one take. Like, you know, there's a scene in this room and then you go down the hallway into this room and then you follow this person into this other room and onto the stage and stuff. I really liked that. But no, I liked it as a whole. Like, I really liked it. But, I mean, to each his own, you can't, like, nobody's ever going to like everything.
Right. And, I mean, shit, it won Best Picture, so there's got to be something likable about it, I guess. Would you have given it Best Picture? Did you like it that much?
I think so, man. I think I liked it. I think I did like it more than Foxcatcher. I mean, I still really liked Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, I think my Best Picture probably would have gone to, after watching everything, would have either gone to, it would have probably been between Birdman and Grand Budapest Hotel. So,
which I still have not watched Grand Budapest. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, I don't know, the only thing that, I mean, it was a really cinematic, you know, breakthrough the way that they filmed it. I liked Michael Keaton had a good performance. Edward Norton. I mean, the whole taste it left in my mouth. I found it very like pretentious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like you said, to each his own. It won Best Picture for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you watched Whiplash?
I haven't watched Whiplash yet. That's next on my list, though.
Pretty sure you're gonna love that movie.
I think so. I think I'm definitely gonna love it. Let's see, what did I watch? Oh, I wanted to talk about this one movie. It's called Coherence. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like a super low-budget indie movie, I guess. I don't know if you're into kind of mind-bending, like time travel, parallel dimension type stuff. It's not sci-fi so much. It's kind of about, like, there's a comet that's, like, coming really close to Earth or an asteroid. And it starts fucking with, like, Earth's, like, magnetic shit and everything. And these group of friends are having a dinner night, a gathering. And it starts fucking with, like, dimensional stuff. And I don't know. I don't want to give away too much just in case you do watch it. But it kind of is one of those movies where you're watching and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then your mind gets blown and you're like, oh, I get it. And then you're like, oh, fuck, I don't get it at all.
And what's it called?
It's awesome. It's called Coherence.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, it's a movie that you have to pay attention to and watch. I don't know. Again, I'm trying not to say too much because if I say much more, might kind of ruin the surprise. Like when you're sitting there watching it, you're like, oh shit, that's what kind of movie this is. But yeah, it's super good.
Does it have a known director, or is it just a first time or non-known director, or what?
I don't know the director. Seemed like an unknown. There was some familiar faces in it, but nobody too huge. I don't know if you ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but Xander is in it.
I have not, but I do know who Xander is.
He's the nerdy sidekick guy. But yeah. Not a huge movie, super low budget, but really impressive for what it was.
I'll have to check that out then. Coherence. Yeah.
Coherence. Super good.
As far as movies go, I mean, I haven't been watching a ton of movies. I mean, after I went through all of my Academy Award nominees, and there's still actually a couple of those I need to watch, like Selma and Grand Budapest. But yeah,
Selma was really good, too.
Was it?
It was, man. And I don't want to be one of those people that are like, it got robbed, but it might have got robbed, bro.
Really?
Might have been some bullshit that somebody wasn't nominated for something. Because it was really pretty good.
Well, and I felt like Birdman had kind of a stranglehold on the Academy.
Yeah, I hear you.
The Academy that named it, you know, but...
Yeah, I guess so. I kind of felt that way about Boyhood. I felt like it was a bit overblown.
Yeah, I felt that way about it too. It was a huge breakthrough, like a cinematic breakthrough, and it was an awesome experiment. But I didn't
for
think,
sure.
I didn't think the story was all. You know, I mean,
no, yeah.
Anyway, though, I was on Netflix. Have you ever watched the show Danger 5?
Yeah, dude. I just watched the first episode like a few weeks ago.
Really?
Just found it on like YouTube. I don't even know how I stumbled on it, but. Yeah, it was awesome.
I've been a huge like nerd of that for the past month and a half, I would say. They have the first two well, it's only two seasons, but they have them both on Netflix now. They just updated to the second season.
Yeah.
But how fucking awesome is that show, man? The first episode too, that was the funniest. It's like the dance competition for Hitler or whatever it is.
Yeah, it was the Nazis were stealing all of the world's monuments to make one massive Hitler monument. It's fucking brilliant.
And it all takes place, everything is so fake. Like all of the sets are like toys, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It's like a 1960s type vibe.
Yeah, I guess for people who don't know, it's kind of like an homage to like 50s, 60s, like spy, like espionage type thrillers, like that were just cheesy and all about babes and
like,
you know,
like get
the cool dude in his turtleneck. Yeah, that kind of thing. So,
and every episode they're trying to, as always, kill Hitler.
And yeah.
It's fucking
brilliant.
I've
only watched the first one so far, but...
Okay. Well, it's brilliant. I'm not going to give too much away here, but it's... Hitler becomes, like, it's crazy. He's just, like, the bad guy in everyone. Mm-hmm. So it obviously doesn't portray history correctly, and it goes way crazy throughout the rest of the episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, because isn't the premise basically that the Nazis won someone... They won or something, and they basically own... Yeah, it's like they won, and it's like now the 50s and 60s, and this little group of, I don't know, spies and, like, secret agents are trying to overthrow them or something.
And some people have animal heads, just for no reason. There's, like, animals with people bodies, and that's just, like, normal people walking around.
Yeah, that's right.
But Hitler always... They're always after him. He's always done something else. And it's like he's become leader, like the leader of other countries. And he's done other things that like other tyrannical leaders have done. But it's always Hitler. And every fucking episode ends with him jumping out of a window wearing his trench coat.
That's right. But yeah, it's a badass show.
The second season kind of takes place in the 80s, which is cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So you got a lot to watch there, buddy.
I'll have to keep watching that. Yeah, apparently it's over now. Like it's... I think officially done, because I found it like it was really weird. Like I just stumbled on it, watched the first episode. I said, this is amazing. And then I like looked online and it was like that day they had posted on Facebook like the last episode of Danger 5 today or something.
Holy shit. I didn't know it was like done now.
Yeah, I think it's done. I don't know how many seasons, but yeah,
man, that's crazy. It was just getting started. I mean, the second season definitely wasn't as good as the first, but still. I feel like it hasn't even like gotten its feet yet. Like gotten its feet.
Yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, how you like that, man? That happens.
Yeah, it does. I watched another movie called What We Do in the Shadows, It's a comedy. It's like a mockumentary about vampires. And it's like, did you ever watch Flight of the Conchords?
No, I never got into that.
It's basically like the minds behind that, and one of the Concords, Jermaine. But there are all these vampires who are like hundreds of years old, and they basically live in like modern day New Zealand.
Yeah.
And they're roommates, and so like it's like of course it plays all up on that shit. Like, you haven't done the dishes in like 5 years. What's wrong with you? Like, that kind of thing. And then their roommate down in the basement is like basically Nosferatu, like in this coffin. And they go down to like, we're having a roommate meeting, and he just like hisses at them, and he's like, okay, you can stay down here. It was fucking hilarious. It was really good.
Has there ever been like a classical vampire movie that had two vampires in it at the same time? Has that ever been a thing?
What do you mean that had, like, Interview with a Vampire type thing?
Well, that basically, like, where they could have been roommates.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Because that's so hilarious. I mean, any like, if there was an older movie that had vampires in it, they would have been roommates. That's funny to think about.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and so it plays up on that a lot. It is really funny. So, highly recommend that one.
Man, Nosferatu is, like, kind of a badass.
He's a badass,
you don't
sure.
want to fuck with him, dude.
No. Did you ever see the original movie? I never watched it.
They got it on Netflix, too, the original Silent.
Really? Is it actually good, or is it just like, oh, okay, I can see how people were freaked out by this, like, in the 20s?
I have a hard time thinking that any Silent movie is, like, very good. Like, I'm sitting and watching it, and, like, I'm on the edge of my seat. But for what it is, I can, like you said, I can see why people were freaked out by it. I don't know. I've never really gotten into a huge storyline with old movies, except for a couple Charlie Chaplin movies that, you know, I got into. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, speaking of vampires, I just watched Dusk Till Dawn again, actually, for the first time in a really long time.
Oh, I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah, it was just as awesome and just as ridiculous as I remembered it.
Shit, you know, I've never even really been huge onto vampire movies. Like, I've never seen Interview with a Vampire.
No. I've never been too big into vampires either. Like, I actually hate that gothic vampire, like that Interview with a Vampire, that, like, the book was written by Anne Rice, so that whole thing with the frilly shit and the, you know, the pale faces and the powdered cheeks and shit. Like, I hate it. Interview with a Vampire, I watched it again, like, a few years ago, and it doesn't hold up at all. So,
man, and that was such a huge movie at the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard that Bela Lugosi, who played the original Dracula, I heard that he was, like, buried in his Dracula costume.
Really? Yeah. I've heard that, too. Yeah. He seemed pretty chill.
Yeah, because that was, like, the role of his life, and he loved it. He just, like, loved being Dracula.
Yeah. I don't know much about Bela Lugosi, except from what I learned from Ed Wood. From the movie Ed Wood. That's all I know about Bela Lugosi. But
that's all you need to know, man.
That's all you need to know. That pretty much did it. Yeah, it sounded pretty like he had a pretty sad life at a certain point.
Yeah, I've heard bits and pieces too, but he had to have something kind of up with him if he wanted to be buried in his Dracula costume, you know?
Yeah, right.
It is sad.
What about Lost Boys though?
Never seen Lost Boys.
Dude. Lost Boys.
You remember that old segment that we had on the show where you could name like huge blockbuster movies of yesteryear,
right?
And I like 8 times out of 10 I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's right. Lost Boys. You probably should watch Lost Boys.
You think so?
Awesome. Not only is it awesome, but it's awesome for the 80s. So, if you love 80s and you love awesomeness, it's good. And it still holds up. It's really good. Probably one of the best vampire movies ever made.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
I have heard a lot about it.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's good.
I've seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie with, what's her name? Kristen?
Yeah, I don't know her name.
Oh, Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson, yeah.
Dude, she's hot, man. And her and Luke
totally hot.
Perry, maybe?
Yeah, who's the sidekick? Isn't somebody like you wouldn't ever imagine in there? Who is it?
Shit, what?
It's like not Steve Buscemi, but something.
Kiefer Sutherland?
No, he's Lost Boys. He's in Lost Boys.
Or Donald Sutherland was in Buffy the Vampire.
Oh, he was. He was. Yeah. No, it was some like side character, like a skinny, scrawny type of dude.
Gotta look it up. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna tap Rodrigo on the shoulder and get him to look it up here.
Get to work, homie. But yeah, I can't remember who it was. I don't know. I don't know if I haven't seen that probably since I was a kid. I barely remember it.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I mean, it's not really like a dead to rights Dracula vampire movie, but it's a pretty good comedy.
Yeah, that was written by Joss Whedon, who went on to make like Firefly, and he's directed like the Avengers and shit now. And I've heard interviews with him, and he's basically like, yeah, they hate that movie. I think he might have directed it even.
Paul Rubens was in that, man. Is that
who Paul Rubens, dude? That's the fuck. Dude, I almost said Pee Wee Herman for some reason, but I'm half drunk, so I was like, that's not a real person.
Oh, shit. Dude, you should look at his fucking IMDb. It's like so serious. Like, he's totally Paul Rubens. He's not Pee Wee at all.
I'm Paul Rubens. Really? I'll check that out right now. Do you hear that there's a new Pee Wee movie going to be made?
I'm looking at that right now. Pee Wee's Big Holiday.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Actually, Pee Wee's pretty freaking awesome.
I've always loved Pee Wee, like Pee Wee's Big Adventure and Big Top Pee Wee, and those movies are great, dude.
Those are fucking phenomenal. So, yeah, is what's his name making it again?
I'm looking. Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, yeah.
No, it's directed by somebody named John Lee. Who? Oh wow, he's known for Wondershowsen.
Ooh,
he was a writer and producer on Wondershowsen, man.
Oh fuck, this movie's gonna be weird.
It is gonna be weird.
I'm all about it.
Oh, and he did Xavier Renegade Angel too.
Okay, that's my favorite Renegade Angel movie.
Have you never seen Xavier Renegade?
No, I have no idea what that is.
It's a TV show that's sort of like a spinoff of Wondershowsen, but it's all like Nintendo 64 type graphics, like 64-bit graphics.
Oh hell yeah!
And it's pretty cool. This guy's like half animal, half man, and it's all desert, and the whole thing is just kind of poetic and out off the fucking wall like Wondershowsen.
That's great, man. Yeah. Okay. I miss Wondershowsen. Oh, cool dude, show.
That was the best. I used to love like inviting people to my house, and then because I actually remember at the time I recorded that on VHS tape, and it was sort of the like after VHS had already died, but I still had VCR. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I recorded it on MTV, and I would like my girlfriend at the time, she'd come over and she'd watch it, and she'd be like, "What is this? This is insane.
This is fucked up. This is awful.
I should break up with you right now."
Who are you? I don't even understand you. Yeah, that was a show that you're like, they're not going to let this last long. Like, somebody's going to pull the plug on this eventually. Like, this is awesome, but somebody's going to shut this down.
Which happened. It did. 2 seasons. Did.
Yep.
So that's, that's the story of TV and movies today.
It is. Oh, I have one more movie.
Yeah, what you got?
Joe. Starring fucking Nicolas Cage.
Is that the one where he's like wearing the flannel shirt on the cover?
Yeah, dude. It's a fucking great movie.
Well, give me the synopsis of it.
All right, so this kid moves into town, and his dad's just like a complete deadbeat drunk. His mom is kind of the same. Joe, Nicolas Cage, is kind of like this he's kind of like this gruff, I think they do like logging basically, and it's kind of like, you can tell it's like illegal logging, but he's got a little crew, and they go out and do logging, and the boy just wants to make some money to be able to pay, like to buy food and shit for his family. So he kind of starts working for Joe, and Joe kind of becomes his friend and his mentor. But Joe kind of has like his own demons and shit going on, and he has trouble with authority and drugs and, yeah, dude, Nicolas Cage, like, it should be his freaking comeback. It's really sad that more people didn't see it, because it's a phenomenal movie.
Well, did Nicolas Cage do anything really weird to just, like, go downhill? Like, did he do anything outside of movie-wise, or was it just his terrible movies that he's been in?
I don't know, man. I know he had a lot of trouble with, like, finances and shit. I don't know if he was in trouble with money, so he just started, like, picking weird shit or just random shit. I don't know what's going on.
Bangkok Dangerous?
Yeah. I never saw Bangkok Dangerous, but that name is incredible.
It really is.
Yeah, he had a spat of, like, all the, like, movies that sounded the same, like Bangkok Dangerous. And then there was, like, Next.
Yeah.
And then, like, Knowing.
And Drive Angry.
Drive Angry. He had some freaking, like, medieval, like, sorcery movie.
Man, it was weird. Like, all the titles of his movies, you would just keep reading, and you're like, is this grammatically correct?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Drive Angry, you know, Bangkok Dangerous. It just, everything just doesn't feel right.
No, you're like, who's naming this shit? It's got to be all the same 12-year-old kid or something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, Joe is awesome. The director is David Gordon Green, who makes some pretty awesome movies. He directed Pineapple Express, but he's also done like a lot of cool indie movies. And the way he like directs it is really kind of reminiscent of Foxcatcher, but where he uses people that look interesting, or he uses like real people off the street. Like the guy who plays the dad is. The little kid's dad is like a real homeless dude that he found on the streets. And he's just amazing. Like, yeah, it's a fantastic movie. Maybe one of my favorite movies from, it was 2013, but I didn't see it till recently, but
wow.
Awesome movie.
I'll have to check it out. Cause I haven't really seen a Nicolas Cage movie that I was into since maybe The Weatherman.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks really promising. I can't tell you how many times I've passed it at Target, like just seeing it there.
Yeah, pick it up, dude. Yeah, his character is like so dark and so like troubled, and yeah, it gave a pretty amazing performance, I thought.
Well, I'll definitely check it out then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're at our half hour point. It looks like the gang over here, Johnny Ringo and the Tombstone Five, are getting a little antsy. Should we let them play a little?
Just wanting to bang a few tunes out.
Yeah, let's let them play a little bit. We'll take a short break, get a couple refills, and come back with some more late night CSP.
Cool.
Living biological attractions so astounding that they'll capture the imagination of the entire planet.
The most phenomenal discovery of our time.
How'd you do this?
Becomes the greatest adventure of all time.
Can I touch it?
Sure.
Universal Pictures presents.
You feel that?
Hold on to your butts.
A Steven Spielberg film.
Fences are failing all over the park.
Yeah, that's nice. Gotta go.
An adventure.
Look out! No!
I can't get Jurassic Park back online.
65 million years in the making. Jurassic Park.
Thank you.
All right, a big thanks to Johnny Ringo and the Tombstone Five. They're going to be in the entire episode, Ty. It's exciting.
They're amazing. I miss those guys. Tell them I said hey.
Yep. Hey, Ty says hey. They're all waving.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're
love those guys.
Accidentally banging their guitars together, all waving at you. But I bet you do miss being in studio, man. We got a lot going on in the studio.
I kind of do. I'll be back in November.
Really?
Yeah, my sister's getting married, so...
Wow.
I'll be back in town for probably a couple weeks, and I think I'll probably be there for longer.
Oh, sweet. So you're gonna swing by here again, too, like you did around Christmas, right?
Oh, for sure. Okay. Sure.
Good. Get the whole gang back together again. That'll be fun.
That'll be nice. It'll be real nice. What? I'll be around Halloween, too, man.
What? Oh, shit.
It'll be because she's getting married November 6th or 7th. So I think I'm going to show up a couple weeks before or something. Oh. Definitely do Halloween over there.
Oh, dude, you're getting me all excited now. We're going to have the third annual Halloween Spooktacular in studio.
Oh, we are. I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking about partying. Yeah, hell yeah.
It's going to be a party, man. That's awesome. Cool. Mark it on your calendars, everybody.
Marked.
So, let's see. What were we talking about? We were going to get into something here besides Johnny Ringo.
You went to Florida. You had a Florida trip?
Oh, yeah. Well, at this point, anybody that's listening, they may have already listened to part one of the episode because it should be up now. But, one of my best friends from grade school, Brett, you went to his house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Florida it was actually for his great-grandma's funeral, but... Uh-huh. You know, we made the best of it. We went down to Sarasota and recorded the entire time. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, that guy sounded like he had some pretty cool stories. Or I'm sure you guys sounded like you guys had a lot of history too.
Oh yeah, dude. He's one of my favorite people to be around because he's so funny and he does have a lot of stories, man. He's one of those like just storytellers that doesn't seem like he should be a storyteller. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely check that out because I wanted to do a state by state companion, so it went from fucking going through the mountains and the hills of Tennessee at midnight and fog, just back roads basically, to driving through the slums of Florida.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so be sure to check that out.
All right, definitely be checking that out. Oh, Florida, is it nice and warm down there?
Oh, dude, it was weird because we rolled up in there wearing our jackets and pants, and then all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, it got like to 90 degrees all of a sudden.
Really? That's funny, yeah.
And we drove straight through without stopping, 14 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we drove straight back, too, afterwards. And, dude, going... So, literally, let's see, we left at about 8 p.m. here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we rolled up on Florida about 4 p.m. the next day.
Yeah.
And going through the time changes and staying awake all day and night, man, I was wrecked. Like, it sucks because you get there and then you want to start partying and hanging out and shit, but then it's like you want to sleep for 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. I think I probably drove that exact same route before I flew to Germany. I drove down to Orlando, so...
Yeah. Well, we went right through Orlando. We were going to stop at Universal Studios, but, you know, we were in a hurry to get back home, which the trip back home I could talk about for a while. And then remind me, I want to get into some more talk about Germany because I had some questions for you. But
yeah,
St. Patrick's Day, is that a thing in Germany at all? Like, do you guys do anything?
Not really In Irish bars, you'll see a lot more people coming out, but there's not going to be parades and shit like that, no.
Dude, on the way home, I drove through, like, fucking 14 parades. And most of them were in major cities. We drove home on St. Paddy's Day, and we left about 7 a.m., so we were sure to catch all of it. Like, we drove through Orlando, and we drove through Atlanta... Mm-hmm. And we drove through Chattanooga, we drove through Nashville, and we got stuck in all these fucking parades. I hate parades so much, Ty. And It seems like I'm like such a grouch, but I can't stand parades, and I hated them even whenever I was a kid. I went to catch the candy, but the whole idea of a parade just angers me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you came back from that trip with a whole new hatred for parades as well as St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you could say that.
I hear that, man. You're just like, fuck, I just want to get home. Like, I have a 14-hour drive going on right now, and I got to wait through this fucking green parade.
Yes, and the worst of it, whenever we were stuck in Atlanta, we were less than halfway there, but I was already getting tired of being in the car, and we were just sitting still in downtown Atlanta, and I was ready to just scream, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because of this parade. You know, people out there celebrating, and I've heard interviews, you know, like a lot of radio stations like to interview all the drunk people, especially on Howard Stern, and they don't even give a shit. They don't know what St. Patrick's Day is all about. They just want to get fucked up and cause a scene.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's just a day to get drunk. That's pretty much it.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. Is there a purpose behind it? I don't know. I don't know a single thing about St. Patrick's Day.
Not really, outside of the fact that he drove all the rats out of the city or whatever the fuck it was. That's all,
yeah.
I
really know about St. Patrick's. There something with snakes? I feel like there was something with snakes, too.
Was it
like
snakes? Because I heard a story recently. If the story that we were taught, is it that he drove the snakes out?
I feel like maybe it was snakes, okay. But I'm not sure.
Because I heard that the real story involved rats, and that it
went, oh, really?
So I couldn't remember whether it was backwards or not, but that's what I heard. Heard that on the way to Florida, but yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know too much about it outside of the fact that people just get drunk.
Yeah, I guess he's either like patron saint of like getting fucked up or something.
I guess
that's like his thing. He just loves getting fucked up.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, man. Fuck a
parade. I know Ireland even gets into it, though. Like, I always thought, like, that was outside of Ireland. Like, I always thought Ireland was like, what the fuck, people? Like, St. Paddy's Day, that's not what we do here. But I saw, like, pictures and video from Ireland, and I was like, oh, shit, they get down harder. But that makes sense. They're Irish.
Oh, man, it does make sense. I can't imagine what it's like in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
God dang. Well, so, okay, anyway. On our trip to Florida, we went through a lot of slums. And speaking of slums, I mean, the whole Ferguson thing is still happening over here,
yeah,
as you've heard on the news.
Oh, yeah.
And I recently watched a video of a 47-year-old guy that got attacked on the Metrolink, man.
Really?
And it was so sad because he was like a nerdy guy. Like, there was this guy that led me through at the Chesterfield Mall. They have an arcade, and he walked me through the arcade, and he was, like, so passionate about the video games. But he's like, mm-hmm, it's a little dork, you know? And he was like that guy.
Like, yeah,
he can't defend himself. And what happened was, the dude, he must have been, like, 20 or in his early 20s, but he's, like, he asked him, he wanted to use the guy's phone.
Fuck you, yeah.
And rightfully so, the guy's like, no, that's okay. Because you don't want to fucking give a hoodlum your phone on the Metrolink to use.
No, pass, yeah.
So on the video, somebody was recording it, he just started punching the guy repeatedly.
Jesus.
And nobody did anything about it, man. It was just so disgusting.
That's awful, really. He's just looking, he just wanted to fuck somebody up. He's just looking for an excuse to beat his ass.
Right, exactly. So that made me kind of, I wanted to ask you, it kind of just led me to, are there any parts in Germany, like any parts of town that you know of that you should stay out of because of that kind of thing?
No, not around where I am. Apparently in, I want to say Berlin, and there might be a few smaller towns that are in a few areas of the, I think there's a town, is it Stuttgart or something, that have like an area that apparently skinheads kind of live in. But what I've heard is it's like during the daytime you're fine. Maybe not at night. You might not want to run around, especially if you're, you know, of color or something.
Or Jewish, but, probably.
Or Jewish, maybe. Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah, right. But no, I don't think it's as, there's not really like slums and shit here as much as there are in the States, because there's poverty and people who are obviously poorer than a lot of other people. You can tell there's kind of rundown areas, but the social like welfare system here is at least not, I don't want to say better, but it's to a point where everyone kind of really just, they have what they need. You know, if you're hungry, you're going to get everything you need. If you need shelter, like you don't see homeless people. You see some beggars, but they have homes.
That's probably like most of the people at the Loop too that are begging. That's like their job. You know, they got a place to go home.
Oh yeah, I used to live down there. I used to see the same dudes like constantly. The same guys, just a job of it all year long.
You got your laptop stolen, didn't you? Get robbed over there?
Oh yeah, our house got broken into. Everything got stolen. Laptop, Xbox, my half of my massive DVD collection.
You said that they didn't touch any of your books, though.
My bookshelf was pristine, man. They even cleaned it for me. They actually dusted it off for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was hilarious. Yeah, that was pretty funny. They didn't touch a single book.
Everything else was destroyed except for your bookshelf.
They probably couldn't even see the books. It was like an invisible spot in their vision.
Oh shit, man.
Yeah. That's,
dude, if I got robbed, that would ruin me. You know?
Yeah, it's, yeah, I think I was okay with the stuff. I mean, it was shitty, especially in my movies and stuff. That was really shitty. The worst part was kind of feeling like violated. You felt gross and you're just like, I guess it makes sense, but doesn't seem like it should be a big deal, but you're sitting and like you're trying to go to bed and then you just like think like there was some dude in here, like in this room, like going through my shit, rifling through everything. And then I had like nightmares for a few nights. Man. Yeah, it was a shitty feeling.
They're going through like all of your possessions and then they're like judging what's good enough to take and what sucks and
you know,
and then you're thinking about, are they gonna come back? And I can't imagine, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, with my laptop though, I was like, I hope he enjoys my porn collection. I hope he deems it worthy of not deleting.
Oh shit. I don't really have any porn on my laptop. That's all on my external hard drive, but that would have probably got stolen too, unless they thought it was a book or something.
I thought it was a paperweight or something.
But so are there any parts where like they look down on Americans? Is that a thing anywhere?
I don't know if it's parts, like certain areas around where I am is pretty open and receptive to Americans because they've been here for so long. They're part of the scenery and really like a part of the economy too. Like if Americans all cleared out of here, you know, they'd be in trouble. But I've been a few places where like somebody, I've heard somebody like make kind of some comment or something in a language I didn't understand, and then, you know, about Americans or something like that. It's happened maybe a couple times, but I mean, that's also happened in like, you know, I've heard somebody do that in France and I heard somebody do it in Switzerland.
What are you doing here, American? Yeah, you should leave now.
Exactly. Like with their little turtlenecks and their super skinny pants.
Smoking a long cigarette.
Mm-hmm. With one of those little, like stuck in one of those little filter thingies that make it even longer.
Yes. Dude, Brett bought some of those on the Florida trip. And it's.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew what it was, but I've seen the boxes like it. Head shops, you know, it's called Tar Bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen, it looks like a cigarette box. I never knew what it was, but they're little bitty glass pieces that you put on your cigarette, I guess, to catch most of the tar.
Yeah.
And he was smoking out of that, and I was like, oh, cool, man, you're like a debutante. Look at you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know what's funny, though, is I've only ever seen either really, really rich people in movies doing that or super ghetto black people. Like, I've never seen anybody in between. Like, I've never seen, like, some house dad from the suburbs. It's always just some ghetto-ass black dude.
It was a sight, like, man.
You don't need that.
I'll admit, if I had a cigarette addiction, which I don't smoke, but if I did, I would probably use that because I wouldn't want the cigarette like to touch my lips. I'm so grossed out by cigarettes, man.
Yeah, 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 for for sure. It looks pretty cool, too.
It does.
You look eccentric.
If you can pull it off, it's a really cool look.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
Speaking of smoking, I found that there's this really cool tobacco shop. Like, they sell pipes and stuff, and it's right down off Manchester.
Oh, yeah?
Over by, you remember where the Burlington Coat Factory was? Sort of by the White Castle? Mm-hmm. There's a store that's been there for, like, they said, like, 4 years. It's called the Coughing Cardinal.
Really? Yeah. No, I haven't heard of that.
I bought, like, an old-school Sherlock wooden pipe and a little tin of tobacco over there.
That's tight.
But, dude, they have such a badass little store, and they sell the pipes for, like, $14.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is it one of those you can just, like, chill in, like, hang out in?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a... It's like a futuristic Sunshine Daydream. Like, they have they have incense there too, but they also sell, like, you know, glass pipes and stuff, and everything is just really futuristic looking.
That's cool, man. That's awesome. There was the one where the old Walmart was on Manchester. There was a, like, Home Depot where Home Depot is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a tobacco shop in there. I don't know if it's still there. But it was one of those old-timey, like, you go in and there's, like, a row of chairs and there's just some old dude sitting there smoking. And, you know, he just shows up every day and sits there for, like, 3 hours. And, you know, they shoot the shit and talk about the Cardinals and stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to see if it's still there. Because I know that I went to go to the Tinder box and that was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. I like a good cigar every now and then. I still I can smoke a cigarette. Like, if I'm drinking, I crave a cigarette.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I can chain smoke cigarettes when I'm drinking. Otherwise, no. I can't do it.
Yeah, I guess I've seen you smoke before. Yeah. Well, going back to all the Germany and all the slums talk, I watched a documentary on Nat Geo that was called Hitler the Junkie.
Oh, yeah?
And I found out about it because I got on, like, Yahoo today, and the number one trend worldwide was Hitler.
Really? Hitler made a comeback.
Somehow, man, in a big bad way. It was just number one. I should have screenshotted it, but it was Hitler. And I looked up this documentary and I watched it, and you should check it out, man. But he was on a lot of fucking drugs, believe it or not. The leader of the Third Reich was on drugs.
Yeah, I don't know much about it, but I have read that, yeah, they had him on a ton of shit. Like, he had a lot of health issues going on. Was he getting, like, daily injections and some shit, or?
Yeah, every one of... Okay, so during World War II, he was on 70 different medications.
Jesus, Hitler.
Yeah, and he didn't like to take any pills because he didn't think that that was proper medication, so everything he was getting shot up into him.
What?
Yeah, so he was like a fucking pincushion, man.
Holy cow.
He was even on this drug called Testoveron, which was bull semen.
Was he getting bull semen injected into him?
Yes, and it was like a type of testosterone. He would get it whenever him and his wife, Eva Braun, went on vacation. You know, he would get shot up with bull semen, which I don't...
He's like, I gotta get invigorated.
Yeah, I don't think it really worked the way it should have, but...
I don't think so.
Yeah, so... But apparently, almost everybody that was in Germany at the time, like, around that was Nazi... supporting Nazis, they were all on, like, a type of crystal meth.
Really?
Most of them.
That's crazy.
It was called Pervitin.
Wow, I wonder why that is. I wonder if they were just all keeping themselves hyped up on this shit so they can keep doing what they're doing or what.
Well, I know that the soldiers, before they went into war, they were all shot up with that just to get them all hyped up.
Wow.
But it was a hell of a scene, man.
It was. I know back then, like, I don't know if in the 40s, but yeah, there was a time when, like, cocaine and, like, methamphetamines were just, like, easy to get anywhere. I mean, it was in Coca-Cola. Like, there was cocaine in Coca-Cola originally.
Yeah.
And people would go down to the corner store, to the fountain or whatever, and after a hard day at work, and they're just, like, going to wind down and drink a Coke. Because it had actual Coke in it.
From the coca leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah.
old times, dude.
Old times. Yeah, yeah, right.
It was a much simpler time, Ty.
It was simpler. Simpler. You could get your drugs, get everything you need, unless it was marijuana, because that's devil Mexican.
Yeah, man.
Stuff.
That's Satan's plant, marijuana. You smoke it and you get maniacal, Ty.
You do. You just start killing your wife. Mm-hmm. Start beating.
And you want to find innocent young women and just rip their clothes off and just have your way with them.
My experience.
Yeah, dude, I know. I remember my high school days trying weed for the first time, and I just got maniacal. I played piano like crazy. Just banging on the piano in a way you shouldn't.
Your hair just flopping wildly around your face, yeah. Just stringy.
Laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of laughs.
It looked like such a good time. I was like, I want to play piano like that.
I know, he rocked, dude. He was like Jerry Lee Lewis.
He's really good. That don't look too bad. Ripping clothes off of ladies.
All
right.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's all in fun.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of banging on the piano, let's take a quick break. We'll let Johnny Ringo do their thing, and, you know, we'll take a break. Doesn't that sound good?
It sounds really good.
We'll have a couple Coca-Colas and shoot the shit.
I'm going to inject some bull semen, maybe.
Yes. You got any? Because I just ran out, man. I'm like fiending.
I got some, buddy.
Oh, hell yeah. All right.
Send it over to you.
Well, we're going to do that. So we're going to go run into the restroom real quick and get shot up with bull semen. But we will be back for the third segment on CSP Late Night. Once again, thanks to Johnny Ringo and the Tombstone 5 for coming out. We really love having you guys in studio. And Ty, this is the third segment of another Late Night CSP.
Third segment? I'm on my third drink. Lissy-goosey over here.
Were you sipping on some wine over there?
Yeah, I got a little wine going over here. Got a little, it's called Dornfelder, which is like a dry red specialty around these parts. I think we've talked about it. Wine is like dirt cheap over here.
Really?
It's so, yeah. Like a good, like this bottle of wine was about a €5, which is like $550 for a good bottle of wine. Like the same bottle of wine in the States would probably be like $15 or $20.
Wow.
It's just because we're in the middle of so much wine country, France, Germany. Like there's so much wine around us. So wine is like crazy cheap. It's like if you want like a decent bottle of wine, you know, $3.
And what's the age to drink over there? Is it 18?
It's 15.
15?
Yeah, it's 15 if you're with like a parental guardian or something, and then you can have like cider and beer, but not like hard liquors.
Wow, that's interesting.
But yeah, my little brother is 15, and we went down to a pub.
And he's an alcoholic now.
He's an alcoholic. He's completely blacked out, and I left him down there. He's still down there somewhere.
That's got to be a total trip, man, going to a pub with your 15-year-old brother and having a beer.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's kind of easy, though, with him. He's super tall, and you would never even know that he was that young. Oh, right. I always forget how young he is.
That kind of takes some of the fun away, but still.
It does, and he's also, like, super smart and super mature, so we're talking about, like, you know, heavy shit, and then you're like, oh, yeah, you're 15 years old. Talking about, like, God and space and philosophy of life.
Wow.
But, yeah, he's awesome.
Well, that's cool, man. Jim and I were still talking about coming down to Germany sometime.
Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, like I said, did we say that? Was that off podcast that I was probably going to be looking for an apartment here in the next month or so?
We did not talk about that, but we were going to. So go ahead, okay. Man. What's the deal there?
Oh, that's it, really.
Oh.
that's the end. No, in the next month or so, probably going to be getting my own place going here.
And you're going in by yourself? You're going to have a roommate?
I think I'll be by myself. Rent isn't too awful around here. So get a little apartment. Get a little something going. Yeah, and then once that happens, you guys, absolutely.
Oh, that's going to be sweet, man.
Yeah, come over. Yeah, we can do anything. I mean, Paris is 5 hours away. Amsterdam is, you know, 5 or 6 hours away.
We got to do it all.
Got to do it all, buddy.
Got to go to a bull semen bar. We got to get all kinds of...
One of our bull semen bars.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's legal over here, so...
Well, Ty, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the new Apple Watch. You haven't heard of this thing?
I've heard something about it. I don't know. I know it's been in the works for a while, so I don't know. Haven't prototypes and shit been out, but I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy one because you can get the sport one, which is it's just an aluminum body, and I'm not even a big watch wearer, but I just feel like I have to buy one. But the aluminum body one costs like $300, and then you can get it's got like a sort of a sport band,
mm-hmm.
or you can get the higher up one for $500, which has like a nickel finish,
mm-hmm.
And then they even have one that's the watch edition, which is $10,000. It's 24-karat gold.
What?
$10,000.
It's outrageous, Apple.
Yeah, I know.
So. Really? What's the what does it do? What's on this watch?
Well, it's going to be just a sweet looking watch, but it can also connect with your phone. You'll be able to, if your phone is close by, you'll be able to answer calls with it. Like, I know it's going to be like get smart. Like your phone will ring and then you hello who yeah
that's tight.
What's the mission?
That's tight.
And you know, you can text and do all that kind of fun stuff with it. I don't know. It seems fun, but I just don't know if it's going overboard. I kind of feel like it is a little bit.
I don't know. I don't think so, man.
You don't think so?
No. Like, I'm all about that idea of, like, I don't know, of you having, like, some kind of implant or something on the inside of your wrist, and you're just like, hey, what's up? You're just talking to...
Ty, you're like the,
I don't know.
You're like the Antichrist, man.
I'm all about it, dude. I want like technology to reach as far as possible. I'm all about like the idea of us having, you know, a little chip in our heads so we can, you know, Google with our eyes.
That would be sweet.
Google Maps and our eyeballs.
Well, another cool thing about this watch, do you know about the whole Apple Pay thing? Well, it's basically like you can just swipe your phone, and with this with this Apple Watch, you'll be able to just swipe your wrist at any participating, like Walgreens does it, and it'll automatically pay for it. Nothing else you'll have to do. And then there's hotels where you can swipe your Apple Watch at the door, and the room unlocks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking vending machines where you just swipe your wrist and you get a Nestle Crunch.
I'm all about that, man.
Right?
Hey, I mean, here, one thing in Europe, like, all credit cards have, like, a chip on them, and that's, like, what they do. Like, instead of, which it is, I mean, it's not really that amazing, but they all have chips on them, so they just, like, put it up against some little, like, thing, and it, like, automatically reads their card instead of swiping it, which isn't really that much of a time saver, but...
It's just a step in the right direction, really.
It is, man. So I'm all about it. I'm all about that. I'm all about, like, Google Glasses and stuff.
Are those, like, out now?
I think so. I think they're going at, like, I thought I had heard that they were going to, like, cancel that whole idea. But then I just read something the other day that was like, they're going to be marketing them by next year or something like that. I don't know.
Wonder why they would cancel it.
I don't know. I think I was probably wrong or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm all about it.
Because I was going to say, I mean, the idea does seem crazy, but at the same time, every, like, cool idea has seemed crazy. And now it's just normal.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I know, and there was a lot of people, too, who were, like, hated the way they looked. They, like, look like a fucking idiot. Like, somebody with Google Glasses.
Fucking and you're dork!
You're like, bitch, I'm launching YouTube in this shit right now. You don't understand.
I'm putting a funny hat and a mustache on you right now with my Google glasses, and you look like a big dummy.
I got porn in this eye.
Yeah, you're getting fucked by a giant hairy man right now on my Google glass.
Yeah, so I support it, man. I support all of it. But that's cool. How much did you say the base for the Apple thing is? The watch?
Yeah, just the Sport Edition, which is just aluminum body, so it's still a really cool watch. But they're going to start at, I think, $299 or $350.
Yeah.
So it's affordable, and plus I'm going to get a discount, so I'm going to be really, you know, I'm going to be...
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll be spending, like, probably $200 on it, but, you know, I just... Tax season, Ty.
Tax season. What are you going to do? What else are you going to do with all that money?
I don't know, man. I really don't. That's my one big purchase. I feel like where I'm at right now, I have everything I want. It's like I don't know what to spend my money on, you know?
Just having to, once you find yourself having to, like, make up things to buy.
Yeah, like, just to spend money. Like, it's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go fill up my tank because I got paid today.
Yeah, you know? Just so you can watch the needle go up that high.
But it's like I got a computer now, and I have a drum. I have a drum set. What more? And a guitar. What more could you want?
Yeah. What else? Yeah, for sure.
But let's see. We had a couple other things we wanted to touch on before we shut this puppy down.
Yeah, yeah. We got. Have you heard about the German plane crash that's been going on over here?
I have not, man. What's going on with that?
Yeah, some plane crashed in the French Alps, like in the mountains, and they're kind of figuring out what happened now, kind of, but basically a plane went down into the French Alps, obliterated, just like directly into the mountain face, just completely disintegrated on impact, and they had no clue why. So they started looking for the... black box. There's 150 people on it. They're all dead. So they were looking for the black box, and when they found the black box, and they listened to the recording from inside the cockpit, what they heard basically was the two pilots kind of having normal conversation, and then one pilot, you hear him get up and like push his chair back, and then go out, and you hear the door shut behind him. So he's probably like going to the bathroom or something. And then after that, there's like 8 minutes, and the 8 minutes are like somebody knocking on the door. So it's the pilot like knocking on the door saying like, hey, I'm back, let me in. No answer from the co-pilot. Knocking on the door, no answer. Starts knocking, banging on the door, no answer. Starts like furiously banging on the door, screaming. And then you hear like passengers screaming, and then just boom, everybody's dead.
What?
And so... when they went through, like, because I guess it records all of, like, everything that's done, every instrument that's touched or anything gets recorded. And so they found out that the pilot, the co-pilot, basically dissented. Like, after the pilot left, he took off, like, autopilot and set a control, like, a descent pattern. Like, basically put the plane into descent, like, willfully. So the co-pilot crashed the plane on purpose.
Stop it.
Yeah. So I think they're finding out now that the co-pilot, he was supposed to be fit for service and all that. Like, the company had no idea, but apparently they went into his apartment just, like, recently, and they found in the trash, like, a crumpled up doctor's note that basically said unfit for service, like, probably because of some psychological problem. But yeah, it was a mystery for, I mean, it kind of still is, but it was a mystery for like a few days, where all you knew was the pilot went out and then he just couldn't get in. And the entire time, like, the co-pilot isn't saying anything. He doesn't say a single word the entire time. Wow. So apparently all you hear is the pilot banging on the door, screaming to be let in.
Oh my, it's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, it kind of is, huh?
Wow, dude, that's crazy.
That is. Imagine being a passenger, like, watching the pilot banging on the door to the cockpit trying to get in.
That's got
to
be the pilot's last resort, is to freak out like that.
Yeah, I kind of thought of that too, actually. I was like, how long did he wait before he started getting, like, really freaked out? Like, it must have been a while, because you're just like, I got to keep my shit here.
Yeah, they have to be trained to not ever flip out about anything, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, what a nightmare. And everybody died, huh?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, like 150 people.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
Huh?
Where do you go from there? How am I supposed to segue into WrestleMania with that, Ty?
I don't know. Do your best, buddy.
Jesus. Well, you know, the way that that the pilot was wrestling to get into the door, to the cockpit, that kind of reminds me of WrestleMania a little bit.
Too soon.
It is too soon. Oh, shit. We need to let this podcast go for another 3 hours, man. It's going to be too soon. But, yeah, dude, psyched about WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania. I have to be honest, because yeah. I haven't really watched much wrestling. So every year when I hear WrestleMania, I'm like, oh, that's a thing still? Like, they're still doing WrestleMania?
Yes. WrestleMania 31. Dude, WrestleMania is going to go on forever. That is their big 31. That is their big prom. You know, it's their huge Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
The big time. It's the big show.
It is, man. And,
no pun intended.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. Brock Lesnar is going to defend the title.
Yeah, yeah.
And he recently came out and said that he is going to resign with the WWE. That was a big – and I kind of wish that he wouldn't have, because that was the big thing that was keeping me from knowing who's going to win the match. You know, like, you were really on the edge of your seat, because, oh, shit, is Brock going to resign, or is he going to go to the UFC? How's it going to work? But he said that he resigned, so.
Gotcha. There you go. Who are the big names going on right now? Or is the Big Show still playing? Is Triple H still a thing?
Yeah, Triple H, you know, he's one of the co-owners of WWE now, because he married Stephanie McMahon, so he's like a big shot there now.
Whoa.
Is
that a real marriage, or is that like a...
It's real, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's a real marriage, and Triple H is going to fight Sting.
Sting's still around, that's great.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good match.
Cool.
Undertaker's coming back. And then other than that, man, probably just a bunch of new wrestlers like Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
Are they wrestlers or porn stars?
They're all wrestlers. So is Sasha Banks, if you can imagine that. That sounds like
a Sasha total, Banks.
Yeah, that's a total porn star name.
I just found the secret. Just basically have to come up with a porn star name.
You do, yeah, exactly.
You can be a porn star or a wrestler.
Yeah, I know. My wrestling name would be Crunchy DeVille.
Crunchy DeVille. Nice. Wasn't there like a game that you could play to come up with your porn star name, and it was like your first pet's name and then
the street that you grew up on.
Yeah, the street you grew up on. I'm pretty sure we talked about this probably on like episode 2 or something.
Maybe. I don't remember your name though. What would your name be?
Mine was Rocky Meadowbrook. Which is kind of funny actually.
Wow, that's a good name, man.
That is.
Mine's Boots Myrtle.
Boots Myrtle.
Yeah.
Wow, you sound more like a prospector than a
Hello like there, Boots Myrtle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of Jenna's because she had a really good street name that she grew up on. Hers would be Patch's Sugar Tree.
Whoa! That's a good one. That's a sugar tree.
Yeah, man.
I'm into it. I download.
Hell yeah. All right. And I thought we had one more thing to talk about, Ty. Is that the case?
I had a thing. Have you ever had like a person that probably that you work with, or maybe even that you just know through acquaintances, through friends or something, that you've never talked about it, you've never really had much interaction, you just know, like, that you don't like each other? Like, I've had people I work with that, like, when you see each other, you just automatically both kind of go into, like, the defensive mode where you're just like, this motherfucker. You can just kind of tell, like, we don't like each other. And I don't know why, but we don't like each other. So I can't give an inch.
That's true, man. Yeah, I have had that before. I'm guessing that you have a internal battle going on with somebody that you don't know of.
Yeah, I do. It's just a guy I work with, and it's not even like a never really spoke to him much. It's just always been that like, God, that guy's kind of a dick. And then I find myself like when I interact with him that I kind of act like kind of a dick because of he's kind of being a dick.
Sure.
But then I'm like, well, he probably thinks I'm a dick because I was acting like a dick just then. So we're just like in this endless circle of like, God, he's a dick. God, he's a dick.
And then you throw a monkey wrench into it and then you say hi to him or they say hi to you. Whenever mm-hmm. they say hi to you and they're nice about it, you're like, what the fuck? I thought we hated yeah. each other. And you're like oh, hi.
We got something going on here, buddy.
I used to like to do that because I could tell whenever I had one of those internal battles like that. And I would go along with it for a while, and then I would just say hi to him just to fuck with him. Like, hi, how are you doing today?
To see what the reaction is. Man. Yeah, I kind of do that too. You just kind of get like, hey,
what's up? What's up, man?
Just like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, wow. that is weird, though, because I think everybody probably has that, you know?
Probably, right? Like, I think I'm a pretty chill guy, like, easy to get along with. But, I mean, even for me, there's that one guy that's just like, God, I don't like this guy.
That's a good point, man. That's something that I've had that before. And I think, that just follows you everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man. I think let's shut this boy down because I'm getting hungry. I'm going to go get a burrito.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, man. Where's like your? Do you have a late night place that you go to grab some food when you're drunk?
They have only on the weekends too, but they have their donors. So it's kind of like gyros, that kind of thing, except like way better. They're so good.
I bet.
If you come over here, dude, we're gonna have some doner. It's amazing. I can't even explain it. I just know every friend that I have come over here. Donor changes your life. It's incredible.
Well, it's
but yeah, it's like kind of burrito type, gyro type food.
Love a good gyro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna go to Qdoba.
That sounds super good.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna get a giant fucking burrito. That's like, I love those burritos. I get like the chicken burritos, and then they're so big that I just like stand it up. Like I take a bite of it and I just stand it up.
you look at it.
Yeah. And then
it's like a tower.
Yeah. And then we have that thing where like we both hate each other, you know? And
yeah.
And then I bite it.
I feel like such an asshole American every time I'd have Qdoba. Be like, there's way too much shit in this burrito. Like, I don't need this much burrito.
I know. And then you look at it and you're like, this whole thing is going to be in my body.
Yeah, and you feel like shit after eating it.
You do. I was at our old Delicious. Job. At our old job, we had one kind of close by, and I went there like 3 days in a row for lunch. And I remember just coming back to work, and I was just like so not useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Your body's just shutting itself down trying to digest this thing.
Oh, man. And it's like, that was whenever I realized you're not supposed to just completely annihilate yourself with food for lunch. You're supposed to just eat a little bit just to keep you going.
Just a little bit, enough. Yeah, yeah.
But I wanted to stuff so much food in my mouth for lunch.
Oh, yeah. I have a problem with that for sure, too, because I'm like, really, you should probably just eat until you're like, I'm not full anymore, or I'm not hungry anymore. Like, instead I eat until, like, I physically can't eat anymore. Like, yeah. Nothing. I can't do this anymore.
I know. It's more often than not I have a meal that I'm, like, completely uncomfortably full. And mm-hmm. then every once in a while I have a meal where I had just enough, and I'm like, hey, that was pretty good. I had just enough yeah. to keep me going. But it's
pretty good.
Hardly ever like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't feel like Jabba the Hutt after that meal. I could actually, like, go do something physical, maybe.
Well, I don't like to consider myself overweight. I consider myself a foodie, because that's like, nice and alternative.
A foodie, yeah, yeah.
I'm a foodie, Ty. So let's shut this boy down. I'm going to go get some food.
That sounds pretty good. All right, man. Enjoy that.
Yeah. So big shout out to Johnny Ringo on the Tombstone 5 for coming on.
Yeah, they're really on it tonight, man.
They've been rocking, and it's just a steady groove.
They really have. They're capturing the mood. Got a little pep in the play.
For sure.
I'm feeling it.
And you can catch us on Twitter at Ty and Rocky K.
Yeah. That old Facebook, facebook.com/completesentencespodcast.
Man, you're getting so good at that.
I'm good. I'm almost saying it without a question mark at the end.
Yes. And then completesentencespodcast.com for all of your CSP needs.
Ooh.
Ty, it's been a pleasure spending another late night with you.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's been good.
And let's do it again soon, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And we're going to wrap up late night CSP.
You have just listened to Complete Sentences with Ty and Rocky K. Please feel free to email us at completesentencespod@gmail.com.